We pray. Awaken our hearts, O Lord, and bless us with your peace. Amen. Next Monday, something very special is going to happen. The seminary students will be returning from their vicaring duties. What makes that so special? Well, listen to these words of Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The context of this passage is talking about a coming judgment that God is going to place upon the children of Israel. It's a judgment coming on them because of their rebellion against him. The nation is going to experience war, bloodshed, death, and exile in Babylon. However, even as God is warning them about this impending doom, he also is giving them reassurance that the disaster will not be permanent. There will come a day when the watchman of God will stand on the mountains and shout good news of deliverance and return to their homeland. What a wonderful message that would be. How welcome would be the voices of the watchmen. God says that even their feet, ugly things that they are, even their feet would be beautiful because these are the feet that are carrying the messenger who's bringing the good news. But there's more. There's more in the context of this passage. Isaiah ties this good news to the greater news that the servant of Jehovah is coming. And he will take upon himself all our sorrows. He will bear all our sins and iniquities. For this reason, he will be smitten by God and afflicted. And by his wounds and bruises and stripes and death, we will be healed. Yes, we will be forgiven. We will be justified before our eternal judge. How much greater is this news? How much more glorious is this deliverance? Indeed, the very reason why God will bring these people from Babylon back to their homeland is so there, in that homeland of Judea, in that village of Bethlehem, this Messiah would be born. And the descendants of the exiles would hear the voices of angels from heaven. I bring you good tidings of great joy. Unto you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Peace and salvation, those are the words that Isaiah uses. And how important those words are for the world, for you, for me. Sin has made exiles of all of us. Exiled from the presence of God. In the captivity of sin, we languished without hope. All the sorrows, sufferings, and death in this world has been a result of this. So, oh, to be delivered from it all. To be delivered to an existence where we never cry again. Where there is no more pain or suffering. No more death. Oh, to be back in good favor with God. What could be greater than that? If only there was somebody who would come on the mountaintops and shout from the hilltops, the strife is over, the battle done. Now is the victor's triumph won. What cheers this would bring to the voices of grief-stricken exiles. Hallelujah! Jesus reigns. Praise Jehovah. If only somebody. What if there were nobody? What if we never heard about the love of God? Never heard about forgiveness? Never had the hope of heaven? Can you imagine what life would be like? And what death would be like? Year after year, sorrow, pain, misery, leading inevitably to the terror of dying and the possibility, the probability of eternal fire. What if there was no one? But there is someone. Jesus gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, that is, missionaries, pastors, teachers, through the centuries. Since the misery began, God has sent His watchmen out, commanding them to cry out from the hilltops, peace and salvation. Your God reigns. Or as one watchman put it, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Your distant ancestors heard it, your grandparents, your parents. You have heard it. You're hearing it right now. Men and women sent by God to your churches, to your schools, as watchmen, proclaiming the good news. And have you asked the Lord, who will proclaim it to our children? Because the days are getting increasingly evil. Next Monday, you will see one example of how God will provide watchmen for your children. Next Monday, those future watchmen will be sitting in the same bleachers as you are sitting. Those watchmen who will stand on the mountaintops and shout out the glad tidings to the generation to come. The news is not going to be different. It's going to be the same. The same liberating song of deliverance that you heard. And so, there will be peace and salvation for your children also. The God who gave the prophets of old, who gave the apostles, who sent forth the missionaries into the heathen lands, who gave pastors to shepherd the flock, teachers to instruct them in righteousness, this same God has summoned these men to Emmanuel Lutheran Seminary so that they might prepare themselves to become watchmen standing high on Zion's hill. So give thanks for them. And not for them only, but thank God also for those students who are preparing themselves to be teachers in our schools. And the young men preparing themselves for admission to the seminary. Someday, in the future, you will be lifting up your voices, praising God as one of these students takes up his or her position as a servant of God in your congregation. And you will be singing, how beauteous are their feet who stand on Zion's hill, who bring salvation on their tongues and words of peace reveal. We pray. Father in heaven, look upon those who are preparing for the preaching and teaching ministries. Bless them with faith, love, and a zeal for the proclamation of peace and salvation in Christ. Help them to grow in wisdom and understanding so that they will be faithful watchmen for your people. Bless all our pastors, teachers, and congregations. Grant unto us and our children the continuance of your gospel of peace. We ask this in the name of the Prince of Peace. Amen. Hymn 487, verses 1 and 2.